From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump met at the White House Monday with a group of U.S. business leaders and pledged to slash taxes and regulations massively, saying he wants to bring manufacturing back to the United States. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
The president told the business leaders that when he has met with both small and big business owners, they all told him cutting regulations was their number one concern. Trump said the tax and regulation cuts will provide incentives for companies to stay in the U.S. But he said, for those looking to move their facilities abroad, a border tax will be imposed on any goods and services they want to import back to the U.S. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump has said Monday to withdraw the United States from the 12-nation Pacific Rim trade deal as he starts this first full week in office. The Trans-Pacific Partnership had been negotiated since 2009 during former President Barack Obama's White House tenure, but the U.S. Congress has never ratified it, with numerous lawmakers opposed to it or skeptical of the deal. It would have covered trade with Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia, Chile, Canada, Mexico, and four other countries. Two influential U.S. Republican senators have thrown their support behind President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, Oil Executive Rex Tillerson, boosting his chances to be confirmed this week as the Senate works to fill key cabinet posts in the new administration. Hours after Donald Trump took the oath of office Friday, the Senate overwhelmingly confirmed his picks to lead the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security. The confirmations of other nominees are proving to be more contentious. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the